while since we've talked. Hannah, I don't know where the time's gone. We were just talking about how there's so much happening, but we really want to focus on, you know, what we can do for ourselves, because there is a lot of disclosure coming out, but we've been saying this for 2 years. So on a personal level, I'm looking at that, but I'm concentrating more in terms of, okay, knowledge is power. When we know what some of their evil plans are, we can choose to empower ourselves to do something about it. And as you know, Hannah, I'm a herbalist. I work with all sorts of natural remedies for humans and animals, and I'm a biologist as well. So my passion is really sort of saying, come on now, we can overturn all this at an individual level by taking the power back, because when we're healthy in mind, body and spirit at an individual level, it's much more difficult to fall for the brainwashing.
Oh yeah. I was just saying, like I said, all these metals kicking around in the brain and in the body. Yeah. I'm like, it's not good. It's like, these are things that we use in cars and like in tools. It's like, they're not supposed to go into our body, and particularly like in the cellular level, which is what's been put in, you know, vaccines forever, in all like food, drinks, just a lot of bad stuff. And we've been told, you know, oh, your weeds in your yard, oh, they're a bad thing. When in reality, like dandelions, things like that, like you can use some of them, like herbal tea in conjunction, like a lot of different things, just little, like we were just talking about little things. So, and that's what I thought whenever you sent me the Roots product, the Roots company, I was like, oh man, that looks like some good stuff. Yeah.
You've hit on some really important things there, Hannah, because there's so much in our day-to-day environment. Now, obviously this does depend where you live. So if you live in a city environment, you can't really go and pick dandelions and you think they're going to be very polluted. Yeah. Having said that, they'll still be much better than what you're buying from any commercial food producer. So there are ways of sort of dealing with that. So what I always say to people is, you know, we are where we are, and concentrate on what you can do. So I live in the middle of the countryside, although I've still got chemtrails, I've got water filter, but you know, you don't know what they're putting everywhere. So my general level of pollution, if I'm growing stuff in my back garden, is not going to be the same as someone who's living in a city. I work with a really good naturopath in London who's also connected to Roots, and she does a lot of live blood analysis. And she said the blood of the people that live in London, you know, it's so much more polluted because the stresses are there. But when you know that, it's not about getting depressed and thinking you've got to move, or, I mean, of course you might want to, but if people can't, it's about knowledge is power, and saying, okay, this is my particular set of circumstances. Now I'm going to look and, you know, get advice where you need to say, what can I do about it? And incorporating simple things like, I love nettle tea, stinging nettle tea, stinging nettles. Can you see I've got them drying in the
back? Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay.
I have a video on this for people, because I use them for my horses, for my dogs, for the humans. They're absolute, for the guinea pigs, they're absolutely amazing. I've got herbs growing everywhere here, and I've been doing a lot of planting. But I also use some really good products, like we're going to talk about the Roots, because over the last sort of 50 years, the level of contamination of heavy metals that all humans, but also, Hannah, all animals have been exposed to is off the scale. And not to mention the vaccines and what's in there. Not just this. You see, people are just focused on the current one. This isn't going anywhere. Can I use open language?
Oh, yes. It's not going on YouTube. You're good. Yeah.
I was so talking in code, Hannah. It's such a joy.
No, I was just watching Nick's show the other day when he was talking with Dave Mahoney, and then he was getting really close to the line. But it's like on YouTube, you got to be careful.
I've got in so much trouble and so many times. So it's so nice to have an open conversation. So the thing is, people just think about, I mean, I've been studying vaccines and vaccine damage, but 30 years, you know, it's the current one is off the scale different, but all the ones that have been given and built,
they didn't just start. It's like everyone thinks they just started with this one, and you're like, they've been at this for a while.
You're not there for a long while. It's just knowledge, the awareness, the ability to talk about it. Of course, everyone's just been shut down as quacks. And now a lot of people that raise a concern, for example, like autism and the MMR, have been proved to be right. And yet, as they say, mud sticks. So a lot of my friends who are biologists and, you know, had children 20 years ago, Yeah. That was right 20, 25 years ago. It was right when all this came out about the MMR vaccine and autism. But then Dr. Andrew Wakefield, who brought this to people's attention, was called a quack and was struck off. And so they stuck to that. And what they haven't done is kept up to date, that's shown that actually he was right, that they suppressed all his data and he was accurate all along. Yeah. But because he had that slur in the media, a lot of people still believe that. So I think what I think is so wonderful is when people, I think a lot of people now, Hannah, don't realize how good they can feel when they start to take these simple steps. And there is literally something for everyone and every budget. And we can go through some options here. But, you know, there really is. It's like everyone watching is going to be in a different situation. In this 3D reality that we live in, there's often a balance between time and money. If you've got more time, you can home prepare a lot of stuff yourself, whether it's food, whether it's natural remedies, things like that. If you haven't got the time, then there's some brilliant ethical companies out there that you can trust and buy from. So, you know, it's horses for courses. I'm my family are big, big fans of Wim Hof and his breathing method. So if you haven't got any money to spend, you can alkalize your body watching a free 20-minute YouTube video and doing 20 minutes of controlled breathing and a 2-minute cold shower each day. And everyone can do that with no money. So what I would say is it's opening up options for what fits into your lifestyle, what your individual challenges are. But there's nothing that can't be helped. And I've been working with animals and humans for a long while in natural health. And I absolutely promise everyone and, you know, watching that there is so much you can do. And what a lot of people don't realize for themselves or their animals is just how good they can feel. And when you clean up your physical body, it has a huge effect on your spiritual awareness and your emotional health as well.
I love like what you were saying. There's something for everybody. And definitely. I want to talk about, like said, some of the root stuff and then just little things you can do. There's like you're saying, there's something for everybody. If you have the time, if you don't have the time, you just got to kind of work within your means. Just what works well for you, what works well for your person A over here isn't going to work well for person B, but that's okay. You just do something different. And it's like, everybody can feel great. It's like,
The thing is also, Hannah, I think it's very much about consistency. A standard, you know, you and I know, and I think everyone who's watching know that words have power and all language is really spell casting. Now, you can use that to the positive or the negative. But if we keep telling ourselves that we haven't got time to look after our health, as the old saying goes, well, you're going to have to make time to look after your illness. And nothing is further from the truth. And I keep bringing it back to animals as well, because look, guys, anyone who's got animals in their lives, if you don't know how to keep yourself healthy, you are not going to be making the right choices for those that are dependent on you, whether it's children, whether it's parents, whether it's animals, etc. So we have a responsibility now to learn this, because anyone who's watching anything that you and I do is going to be pretty aware of a lot of the challenges that we're all facing. But I don't get depressed by any of those, Hannah, because I know there's something we can do about all of them. For every problem, there's a solution.
Well, it's the great thing, because I was looking at the Roots website just before we got on, just kind of as a refresher, and I was seeing all the things that they have, like specifically whether for energy or like, and like I said, the detoxing, because like I said, I have anxiety. I know I have metals in my body and in the brain because of all the vaccines and stuff I've had. Like, my parents didn't know it at the time. A lot of parents didn't. They'd been told, you know, the government loves you, the FDA is good, or whatever these worldwide organizations are, it's good, trust them. And the doctors, they wouldn't hurt you. And I'm like, some of them knowingly have, but not all of them. They just have been told in medical school to, you know, send people to big pharma. But so with the detoxing, that's why I'm looking at all the detoxing stuff, because I want to, you know, get these metals and stuff out of my brain and also the rest of the stuff like out of my body and all that, just because it's so bad, just because it's been put into everything. But what I really liked about Roots was that they have the eyedropper stuff that you use. I like those. I like that. The one that you showed.
This is just amazing. And for me, Hannah, I mean, I am really, really fussy about what products I use for my two-legged family, my four-legged family, but also have a lot of animal and human clients across the globe.
Yeah.
There's a couple of things that really appeal to this, but the first place we all need to start is reducing toxins. And, you know, everyone's used to brushing your teeth every day, having a shower every day, mm-hmm. you know, taking your makeup off every day if you wear makeup.
The and daily the, cleaning kind of process. Cleaning. Yes. Yeah,
we're used
yeah.
to cleaning our external vessel, but what we're not used to doing is our internal. And there's been a lot of stuff about, you know, 6 monthly detox protocols and things. But the thing is we're exposed to these toxins every single day. Mm-hmm. So therefore, having something that is safe to use on an ongoing basis for all species to actually combat a lot of these toxins that we're being bombarded with. For me, it's all about peace of mind. And because I work so much with animals, the great thing about with animals is there's no placebo effect. So the results speak for themselves. Now, there's nothing wrong with the placebo effect. It's amazing that we can all heal ourselves with our mind alone, and we can.
Yeah.
But why not make life easier for yourself? You know? Yeah. So absolutely, believe that if people can't afford products, there's so much you can do on an individual basis. But what I love about what a lot of us have been discovering over the last few years is people really want to support ethical companies that are making the world a better place. Yeah. And there's loads of them out there, but there's loads of charlatans too. I am a complete nightmare when I start working with a company because basically, and I'm an associate, an affiliate of them. So I recommend their products and I do get commission. Yeah. But I'm really proud to get commission because I invest a huge amount of my time and my energy researching the products, looking at real feedback. I don't believe what someone tells me. I have to research it, try it for myself.
Yeah.
But this company are really amazing. There's a couple that I work with that are both off the scale. The Roots and also the Yasea products are absolutely off the scale good as well. And what differentiates these companies, Hannah, is the amount of time they spend sharing information. So anyone who uses their products is so well educated. There's so much free education for anyone that gets involved if they want it. If you don't want it, you don't have to. It's a choice. Yeah. But I think it's really the way forward where if you're investing your time in things, then you get part of the reward. So it's a win-win situation. If you buy something for a shop, and there's nothing wrong with buying something for shops, but most commercial chains, their staff have to push the products that make the most profit, not the ones that are necessarily the best. They get very little training. I'm not talking about your own little person that owns their own shop and is really
like passionate. A mom and pop shop, the big chains.
Because those people will be very invested in what they sell. They'll understand their products. Yeah. They'll be giving advice as part of it. Yeah. I'm talking about the big chains that a lot of us use. Their staff are basically forced to sell the products with the highest profit margin. So that doesn't mean that when they're giving you advice, that they're giving you one that they're trained or that they're actually recommending the ones that work. They get told which ones they need to push. Yeah. So what I love is this clean slate. I know you were particularly fond of it, and this is the one that I always recommend everyone starts with because it doesn't matter how much good stuff you pump into your body. If it's full of toxicity, the good stuff will not be absorbed.
Yeah.
So what you need to do is wipe the slate clean. It's a bit like when you're making any change in your life. Wipe it clean and then you've got a fresh starting point. And the way I like to explain it to people is imagine you've got two buckets of water. You've got a dirty bucket, a bucket full of dirty water and a bucket full of beautiful spring water. If I get a sponge, a dry sponge, I squeeze it, put it into the bucket of dirty water and open it up, it becomes saturated with the dirty water. Mm-hmm. If I then pick up that saturated sponge and put it in the clean water, it can't take on board the clean water because the sponge or the cells of our body are already saturated with the toxins or the dirty stuff. Exactly. So what we want to do is we want to get out that dirty stuff on a safe, ongoing basis so that anything else you're putting in, nutrition-wise, herbal-wise, energy-wise, spiritual-wise, your body can absorb. It's just phenomenal. Yep. It's just absolutely phenomenal. And I think it's one of those products that is just absolutely amazing. And I've been using it now for quite a long while on all species. Yep. And I said the beauty is with the animals that it You know, if you really love a company and you've got the placebo effect, you can think it's having an effect when it might just be mind over matter, which is brilliant. But with animals, they're not thinking, oh, mum's giving me roots, clean slate. They either improve or they don't. So, and they do.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, because I've got one dog, my dog Katie, and two cats. And my dad and I were just talking about this the other day. I'm like, if they've been putting all this bad stuff into our like vaccines for us, into food, into water, into drinks and stuff. And I'm like, I'm sure they've been, of course, doing it, you know, to our animals, not just with the stuff in the environment, but I'm like, you know, because animals get, you know, vaccines and stuff. And then you have to wonder what's some of the bad stuff in that and stuff. And I've been doing a lot of research on this recently because my dog Katie, she's 11, she's a border collie. Just because I'm like, I want my babies to live as long as they can and the best life. Just, I mean, as we should want to live the long and best life we can, but also for like our fur babies and real human babies. But I mean, I don't have any kids. Right. So I'm like, my fur babies are my babies right now.
It's so important, Hannah. And the thing is, any animal under our care is completely reliant on the humans to make the decision. So you decide what they eat, what vaccinations they have, where they're walked, what access to water they've got, you know, absolutely what they have put on their things. I mean, don't even get me started on the chemical wormers and flea treatments and tick treatments. They're horrendous. So this is a big part of what I do, is advise people on safe alternatives. And on my YouTube channel, you'll find a whole playlist on animals, which has got a lot of videos by the Vibrant Animal Team, which is my holistic vet friend and myself. And also I have training courses on how to feed your dogs correctly, your cats training, because it's so important. Because if you're worried about what's in our food, try looking at what's in your pet food. I mean, isn't it madness that intelligent human beings have been led to believe that feeding a cat or dog dry biscuit kibble the same meal every day is healthy? I mean, how, when you ask yourself that, it's laughable, isn't it, that we fall for that? Because you would not eat, if you took your roast dinner and processed it till it turned into a hard brown lump, you wouldn't be fooled by thinking there was still any nutrition left. And then you wouldn't think that if you ate, you know, most intelligent humans realize you can't eat the same food all day, every day, and expect to get a balanced diet. Yet we do it to our dogs and cats and horses and things. It's ludicrous. The brainwashing is off the scale when it comes to our animals. And a lot of it has been to, you know, to get us to accept things as normal. You know, you don't worm yourself every month. Why do you worm a dog and cat and things? And people put spot on flea treatments and tick treatments. And if you read the leaflet, it says, if you get on, you wash off immediately. See, and you're putting it on your dog or cat's skin. It's like, oh, poor animals, poor, poor animals.
I know. Just been the deep state. It's like they want to kill us and they want to kill our animals. And just
the life expectancy of domestic dogs and cats has absolutely plummeted over the last 50 years. And it's completely human made, you know, just like the increase in. But we can do something about it. So once we realize about it, and it's never too late to make that change. It's
you can always start today. It's like you can always start right now.
Yeah. So have you got any questions about sort of different detoxing things or anything? Or?
Well, I was going to ask actually about some of your plants behind you, kind of what they were. Because I know we were just talking about a little bit ago, because I know you said the one that's hanging down, you said you also give to your animals this spine needle or something?
Yeah. Singing nettles here. So I've got one, and I'm drawing this to show people, so many people, again, if you're living away from a polluted environment, so don't pick herbs from by the side of a busy road, but everyone knows that, or next to agriculture land that's been sprayed with pesticides and herbicides. So good old stinging nettles here are absolutely one of nature's wonders. Now, we'll talk about dandelions in a minute because most people are very aware of those, but stinging nettles have got the highest levels almost of vitamin C that you'll find in the plant kingdom. They're really rich in natural iron. They've got a beautiful array of natural vitamins and minerals. And you can use these for all animals. So for my horses and my dogs and myself, I often pick the fresh stinging nettles, which obviously you have to wear gloves because they sting. And you pick them and submerge them in just under boiling water to make a nettle tea. And then you can wet your horse's feed down with it, give some to your dogs on their feed and drink some yourself. And that as a daily maintenance. So when you're using herbal teas, a tea is more what you would use to maintain health. So you're not going to put a serious, there's different levels of potency. So drinking a tea or making nettle soup or putting some in your smoothies or something is a very good way to maintain daily health and cost you nothing if you can find some. But you can always dry some as well. And the reason I've got these drying here to show people is when you dry them, put them in bunches, tie them together and hang them down and make sure they're in a room that's not full of moisture. So I'm in my office's garden here and it's quite nice and well insulated and dry. So in the UK, our weather's too up and down. I couldn't, even on a sunny day, if they were outside, I would bring them in, because when you get the moisture at night, you don't want them to reabsorb moisture because they'll start to go moldy. So any dry room, you can hang them down, leave them for about a week to 10 days. Mine are ready to do now, but I'm going to show people in a little video how to do it. And then you can chop them up and put them in a sealed jar, and then you can use them all through the winter. And you can season your food with them. You can make your herbal teas, and dried nettles are a lot stronger. So those that then you can build up a resource that you can use all year round. You can sprinkle a little bit on your cat and dog's food, because when they're dry, the sting's gone. So there's so many wonderful resources. Dandelions, a lot of people, because dandelions are a real purifier, and you can use the flower, the stems and the leaves and the roots. But obviously, if you're harvesting the roots, don't take them all, because you don't want to kill off the population. If you take the leaves and the flower, they can grow back again. But if you take the roots, then you've killed that plant. And what you'll find, the more people get into using herbs, a lot of people call them weeds, but most weeds are actually medicinal herbs.
Yeah.
When you get into them, you'll find that each part of the plant has got a different use. So if we take dandelions, and nettle roots are really medicinal as well, and people would use those more to address kidney complaints, prostate complaints, very good for the prostate health for men. But, you know, dandelions, the dandelion roots are one of nature's wonderful electrolytes, and they really help the liver to cleanse and produce bile and get rid of toxins, whilst the leaves and flower are more of a kidney support and natural diuretic. So it's that nature's so wonderful, it puts everything together. So in one plant, you can give your whole body a different detox. So again, the leaves and the flowers, you can use fresh, wash them and use them in salads, put them in smoothies. But again, you can dry them and use them, so you've got a store throughout the year. You can make infuse them in oils. You can make tinctures. There's so much that you can do with them. So what I would encourage people is to really start. These are the skills, I think, that have been lost in recent generations. You know, when I trained to be a herbalist, I was so excited about all the knowledge I was grazing. And my grandma knew it all. She knew it all. She wasn't a trained herbalist, but this was the type of knowledge that was passed on from generation to generation. So they all knew that hawthorn is the best thing for the heart health. But we've lost it in recent generations. And this is what I would really encourage people. You know, if you've got some time, you know, perhaps don't listen to your favorite truther, perhaps start researching some of this, because I tell you, once you start taking that power back yourself, you will transform. So behind me, I've got parsley. So parsley is really, really rich again in vitamin C, really rich in iron, a real blood purifier, so removes toxins. So does cilantro. And then I've got a couple of different types of mint, which are, people think of mint has just been good for the digestive system, but they're also an amazing tonic for the nervous system. So really balanced. Every single herb, or a lot of people call them weeds, they've all got a rich array of natural vitamins and minerals and a beautiful combination. So if you have a little bit of this, a little bit of that, I've got chamomile down here. And chamomile is, again, an amazing nerve tonic. Smells amazing, really good for the digestive system.
I'm guessing it's better to grow your own rather than probably getting it from the stores. Right.
Yeah, when you can.
If you, that's the only option, but it's like, it's the best to do it yourself if you can, but it's like, it's still okay.
But you know, you can buy them too. So for my horses, I buy great big sacks, 25 kilo sacks of the dried herb, because I couldn't physically grow enough of
grow all that
for the horses. But for humans, you'll find dried herbs go a long way. So not only does it turn your garden or yard, and you can do this however little space you've got. So even if you live in a flat, you can go microgreens, which are in and do sprouting, which are incredibly good for you and your animals. And then if you've got a bit more space, depending what climate you look at, pick ones that will grow with you, because there's not a single herb. I've got lemon balm here. I've got cilantro. I've got some sunflower seeds. I've got loads growing outside. Yeah. So these are the just ones, because in the UK, it's still a bit frosty at the night. I've got lavender. I've got rosemary. I've got sage.
I'll bet your office just smells amazing. It really smells amazing.
Because if you could see over here, I've got a whole shelf of essential oils as well. So what I would encourage people is to experiment, and because you will find that your body will be drawn to what it needs when it needs it. So, for example, I don't like chamomile tea at all. But if I have an allergic reaction, because chamomile is very good for dealing with allergic reactions, then I'll suddenly my body will want it. So it's listening to your body. And when you start connecting and growing your own herbs and looking up the medicinal properties, you really fine tune your intuition, Hannah.
Yeah. Well, I love what you said. It's just people need to spend the time researching. It's like just almost view it as going back to school and stuff to learn this stuff, like almost study like you would like for a test, like research, read, highlight, get bookmark things. And so, and just continue learning. Cause I mean, as humans, we're supposed to continually educate ourselves. It's like, we don't just go through school and then college, which is a racket, but that's another topic. But it's like, we don't just go through education and just stop learning. It's like, we're supposed to continue learning. Yeah. And it's good for our brains to continue learning. Cause if you stop using it, parts of your brain, like if you need to keep using all of it. So it's like, we need to continue learning. So like I said, with this holistic, like health and just so many aspects of it, I was going to ask, is CBD oil, do you recommend that? Is that another good thing?
I love CBD oil, but like anything, you have to do your research, because there's some really good companies out there and there's some really dodgy companies.
Gotcha.
So where do you start for something like that? When you're looking for something like CBD, as soon as something gets popular, you get a lot of people jump on the bandwagon. And what you're really looking at is the company should have full traceability from where it's grown. They should be able to tell you how it's processed. They should be delighted about you asking questions. You know if a company is really genuine, because when you start asking questions about their products, they're really enthusiastic and can't wait. There's nothing to hide, because with any natural substance, you've got to look at the original quality.
Yeah.
But you've also got to look at how it's processed, because you can kill off a lot of nutrients in the processing process. Yeah. So, you know, things like that are really, really important. So, for example, a lot of natural products and things are extracted using very harsh chemicals. So, yes, you could Google the medicinal properties of it, but by the time it gets to you, it's infused with loads of harmful chemicals. So this is why really doing your research, and if you don't know how to, go to people that you trust to help you know what questions to ask, because that not all the products are the same. So CBD is amazing. Why? Because we've all got cannabinoid receptors in our body that are now not being filled. Because it's a natural thing that should have been in all our green leafy vegetables that they deliberately took out to make us deficient and affect our physical health and our mental health. So it's literally putting back what should be there anyway. However, there's a lot of really poor quality companies on the market because it is so popular now. So really, it's really worth going that extra mile and finding a good one and tuning in with yourself. But the one thing I would say is people always expect overnight results. So, for example, you know, we've got this culture now where people think you can take a pill and take your pain away straight away. When you're working with natural remedies, they're rebalancing the body. So it's not necessarily instantaneous. So really tune in and just monitor how's it working for you, because everything is dose dependent. And the problem is, Hannah, when you're selling a natural product, you're really restricted about what you're allowed to say because you can't make any medicinal claims. So everything will come with a dosage guideline, but that's just an average. We're all individuals. So ask the person that introduced it to you to say, right, this is what I'm noticing. Advise me, how should I use it best for me? And that's where you get the beauty of it, because unfortunately, legally, they're not allowed to say a lot of this stuff on their website because you can't be seen to be saying you're curing anything. They do, but you're not allowed to say that.
Say like, so, we're medicinal, or like, this is medical advice, or like that kind of thing.
You can't give anything. You have to just say it's all about bringing the body back into balance. So, you know, what the right dose is for you and me might be completely different, and it might vary over time. So, for example, I helped the Roots out at their, we had a big holistic fair in London, and they came over and I was helping there. 3 days in London to me was lovely in some respects, but the level of pollution compared to where I'm used to. So then I up my dosage of everything. My body's under extra strain. So this is where a lot of these companies are really good at advising you how to get the best experience for you. So what I would say is never be afraid to ask. Don't think you're just buying a product. Not go back to the person that's recommended it if you're not getting the experience you want, because quite often a few simple tweaks can transform it for you.
Nice. Well, this has just been such a great I'm gonna have to go watch all your videos, because like I said, I've already been doing a lot of research into the holistic, just because there's so literally so many things, and we're given all that we need around us, and
we really are.
And but of course it's been, you know, deep state big pharma that says always come to us, always come to us, we'll fix you. It's like, oh, any problem you have, surgery, ibuprofen, pill, like vaccine, like yada yada yada, and you're like, wait a second, if holistic stuff was so bad, how has the human race survived all these years whenever these vaccines and big pharma has just been around, particularly in the past like 50 years? You're like, wait a second. It's like, what, how did the human race survive? Because they knew about all these like herbs and plants and everything and stuff. It's just been from us.
Medical advances have done some amazing things, which is why it's
not blanketly all bad. But yeah, exactly.
You should always go to the natural solution first, and only go to the more extreme surgery or pharmaceutical as a last resort. Yeah. So I'm not, you know, I'm completely not against them all, save many lives, but it shouldn't be the first port of call. And what is so exciting, Hannah, especially for someone of your age, is such good fun. You can start making your own soaps, your own shampoos, your own facial stuff. And it's opening up a whole new world, and it's taking back your power. And we all need to do this, because I do honestly believe that, you know, we're going to have to. I was listening to David Zublik on The Dark Outpost today, who's now a friend of mine. And, you know, there's a lot of things to say that a lot of the food suppliers now have been taken over by the pharmaceuticals thing. So there's nothing good that's going to come for that. So when we share this knowledge, which is why shows like yours are so great, is everyone's good at a different bit of research. And if we all share what we're learning, we can all learn and sort of say two fingers up to the people that are trying to do awful things. And we're like, sorry, we've got this. We're going to sort ourselves out.
Exactly. I've been saying recently, it's like we all bring our piece of the puzzle together. And it's like, because you can't make the whole picture without each individual piece. Each individual person has their own piece, doing their own research, their own little niche or their thing you're passionate about, and then sharing it with everybody. And it's like, that's where we all come together and make the big, beautiful picture of all of us together.
And that's what community is all about. And it can be a global community, a local community. Yeah. And the thing is about communities, you don't want everyone to be a carpenter. Everyone in the community will have a different role about what they're passionate about, what they're good about. And that's what makes communities work. And that's what I'm loving, is I'm loving seeing everyone coming together and saying, well, I know this bit, but I don't know that. So if you can help me with that bit, then, you know, you wouldn't ask me. I'm really, really good at food, natural health.
Yeah.
You know, getting nasties out of your body. Don't stress. Know what they're doing so you know what you can do to counter for it. But I'm hopeless at the financial side of things. So luckily I know other people that are good at that. Yeah. And we've all got our little bit that we're passionate about. And share, people.
Exactly. Yeah. I think it is going to be a bright future for helping people to see that this stuff is good. And it's like, hey, go to this first. There's a lot of stuff in your own backyard or in your communities that you can get. That's good stuff. And that's going to be better and stuff. So I think there's going to be a bright future, I think, in it for ones like you and the Roots people and just all the holistic doctors who are, you know, helping wake people up to all this. I really think it's going to be a bright tomorrow.
Yeah, it really is. And like Hannah, when you try the Roots and then share the experience with your listeners, that's exactly why I'm here. So if you need tweaking or anything, you just come back to me and we can
definitely talk.
But they've got an amazing team of health experts, absolutely amazing. So there's so much there. If people want it, you're going to love it. And for your cats and dogs, what I would do is for your cats, just a couple of drops morning, couple of drops evening in their food. The other thing I love about it is one of the things that cats can do, because cats can be tricky putting anything in their food. Dogs, if you've got, did you say a collie?
Yes, and then she's a border collie, yeah.
A border collie, okay. So for border collie, I would put about 3 or 4 drops morning, 3 or 4 drops evening, but always start like 1 drop first and then the next day go up to 2 drops, build it up gradually. And it's fantastic. And that's what I love. It's like, you know, we should be doing anything the same for those in our care as we're doing for ourselves. And it's a win-win situation.
I know. Yeah. But it's going to be so fun just waking people up in this stuff. But it's so great having you on, Catherine. I always love having you on. I'm definitely going to have you back on to talk more about this holistic stuff.
There's
so much.
I love what you're doing. And I love that, Hannah, I must just say, big shout out to you, because you've really helped me out on some technical issues as well, because like Hannah's really good at the technical side of things, so she's been really generous helping me out, and this is what I'm loving. It's all about reciprocating, and I just think amazing.
Just helping one another. As people, we should be trying to help our fellow mankind. We should be trying to help people.
Completely. Yeah. So well done for all you're doing. I'm really proud of you. You're doing an amazing job.
Hello, fellow patriots, and thank y'all for watching today's episode. I would also like to thank the sponsor for this episode today, Advanced Home Pros. Solar energy has likely never been more popular than it is right now because of many Americans wanting to get off the grid away from the deep state power companies. AHP is the highest rated and most reviewed in Utah County and has unparalleled customer service. The founder of AHP, Steve Cloward, is a personal friend of mine, and he is a fantastic, true-blooded patriot to work with. If you would like to know more about solar energy and how it can power your home, go to advancedhomepros.com and mention Hannah with the Red Patriot Show to talk with an expert today. There are so many amazing Patriot businesses, and we all need to support them so that together we can defund the deep state and refund the kingdom. Until next time, this is your friendly neighborhood patriot, Hannah, signing off. And remember, stay encouraged. Thank you for watching The Red Patriot Show. To find more of my content, resources, and where you can find all of my video platforms, as well as all the social media outlets I use, go to www.theredpatriotshow.com. That's www.theredpatriotshow.com. See y'all later.